This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A man shot and killed two women in the parking lot of a church in Iowa State on Thursday and then turned the gun on himself, according to police, adding three more dead to the toll in a series of recent shootings that have rocked the United States. The Iowa shooting took place shortly after President Joe Biden delivered a major address on gun violence in the wake of mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, Uvalde, Texas, and Tulsa, Oklahoma in recent weeks. Biden delivered an impassioned plea to Congress to act on gun control, calling on lawmakers to restore limits on the sale of assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines after a string of mass shootings across the country.
I know how hard it is, but I'll never give up. And if Congress fails, I believe this time a majority of the American people won't give up either. I believe the majority of you will act to turn your outrage into making this issue central to your vote. Enough, enough, enough.
Speaking at the White House in the nationally televised address Thursday night, President Biden sought to drive up pressure on Congress to pass stricter gun limits after such efforts failed following past attacks. A Texas state senator says the commander at the scene of a school shooting in Texas last week was not informed of panic 911 calls from inside the school building. Senator Roland Gutierrez said the pleas for help from people inside the school did not make their way to the school district police chief Pete Arredondo. The head of the Texas Public Safety has said police didn't confront the gunman more quickly because Arredondo believed the situation had morphed from an active shooting to a hostage situation. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president said Europe is gradually moving towards refusing Russian oil. Volodymyr Zelensky spoke about the EU new package of sanctions against Russia during his night address to the nation on Thursday. He says Russia is trying to counteract it. It has enjoyed the flow of petrodollars for a long time and does not want to change it, but it will have to. The Biden administration says that children under the age of 5 may be able to get their first COVID-19 vaccination doses as soon as June 21st if federal regulators authorize shots for the age group as expected. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Ashish Jha says the last remaining ineligible age group to get shots will receive them only after the Food and Drug Administration's outside panel of advisors meets on June 14th and 15th to evaluate the Pfizer and Moderna shots for younger kids. Shipments to doctors' offices and pediatric care facilities would begin soon after FDA authorization, with the first shots possible the following week. Jha says he's aware of the frustrations of the parents of young children.
At the end of the day, we all want to move fast, but we want to get it right. And that has got to be priority number one, and that's what I think the FDA has been focused on.
It's hoped shots will be widely dispensed ahead of the next school year. Norman Hall, Washington.
Officials from the United States, South Korea said that they're looking... More than three months into Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the U.S. Justice Department is girding for more Russian cyber attacks. The department's top national security official said Thursday. Matthew Olson made the remarks at a conference of the NATO Cooperative Cyber Defense Centers of Excellence. Olson's comments echoed repeated warnings by the administration throughout the Ukraine conflict that Russia is likely to carry out cyber attacks against the U.S. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.